What's up? Mic check, 1, 2. It's your boy M to the O to the S to the ES. And you're chilling out on the biggest channel and the side of the Eastern Sahara. It's the social update. And as I told you earlier on my introduction, I'll be sharing with you tips on how to keep up with social trends and how to hack through them and how to adapt to them. Now, in this ever-growing world, social media has become a very important part of our lives. Pretty much like 90% of our lives, we are living it on social media. We have various platforms. We have Instagram for the cool kids and stuff like that. That is like what they refer to it as. We have Facebook, we have Twitter, we have LinkedIn. It's mentioned in there a lot. But I want to dwell on one particular platform, which is Instagram. Instagram has probably the highest number of following among the social platforms. So many people are trying to get ways and the do's and the don'ts for Instagram. And here today, I will tell you tips on how to make it on Instagram. By making it, I mean making Instagram your business. So if you're interested with making Instagram your business, or making your business grow with the Instagram, then this is the right podcast for you. So let's go to tip number one. Tip number one is post quality content. Something about Instagram is people only get to look at your post if the content is great. So I mean, if it's a photo, the photo must be amazing. Let it be a quality edit, not too much, not too little. Let it be an optimum kind of awesomeness. Your photo should be able to attract me from far. It should make me want to go through your profile. So, tip number one is that you must have good quality content. With that, you're set to go. Tip number two, get to know your audience. What do I mean by get to know your audience? Why, what exactly am I posting? Who exactly am I posting this for? And what response am I expecting to get from them? Once you get your audience, you'll be able to post the right content for them, and you'll be able to have good response from them. You're only going to get a following from guys who want to buy maybe food, if but that was a bad example because everybody eats food, but I know you get the concept. I need to sell guitars to musicians, so my main audience will be musicians. Just get yourself a good example, and with that you will be able to understand what I mean by knowing your audience. When you know your audience, you create content that fits your audience. Tip number three is learn to use appropriate hashtags. Hashtags are very important on Instagram, something that many people have not noted, but today here it is. Hashtags are very important on Instagram. You'll go to a post and find that they have almost 50 hashtags. And you ask yourself, why is this guy or why is this lady having so many hashtags? It's because of one reason. The many hashtags ensure or make sure or assist you in reaching a greater audience. If somebody searches a hashtag fashion, and you had hashtagged your post fashion or anything that is related to fashion, then your post will appear on that hashtags timeline. So it is very important to use hashtags. And what is very important, if I'm allowed to do that, if English allows me to do that, is getting the right hashtags. Please do not manipulate the hashtags. I don't need to see a clothes selling shop in a music hashtag. That does not work like that. Know your audience and get the right hashtags for your audience and your product. But with that, you'll be able to get maximum response to the audience that you had targeted. Tip number four, which is so interesting, I love this one. Learn to post in peak hours. What do I mean by peak hours? Get to understand the times that your audience are online. I know this is probably hard, but it's just a study, a logical study of. For me, I'll give you an example with me. I love posting on Instagram between 5 in the morning to 9 a.m. in the morning. Why do I do that? Because this is the time people are going to work, and as they are going to work, they are probably scrolling on their phones. So I want to capture that moment and get as many people as possible. The other time that I'm likely to be posting is between 6 p.m. and probably 10 to 11. Why? Because people are getting out of work and their tired minds tell them that Instagram is the place, or any other platform is the place, where you can get entertained or maybe have fun. So I am likely to post at that time so that I can get that person's attention, which will be so easy, because that is actually what they want. They actually looking for fun on Instagram. Let my photo be fun for them. So those are 4 tips that if you follow them, I can guarantee you, you're going to up your Instagram game. And when I say up, I mean like up. Another thing that you should not be expecting, there's a very big mistake that people make, is that when I get into Instagram, I want to like make it today. It's a journey. That is something that you have to understand. It's a very long journey, but if you do it the right way, it gets shorter, which is so interesting. Everybody loves shorter things. So now, what else I'll tell you is, learn, control whatever you post, like the quantity of whatever you're posting. Let it be controlled. Do not overpost and get under response, because that can probably lead to you getting depressed or maybe losing hope on Instagram. And we don't want that happening, do we? I know we don't want that happening. So those have been my tips on how to make it on Instagram. If you have been listening, I hope you have been enlightened, you have learned something, and probably you're going to try something. Saying that, I will ask you guys to follow me on Instagram. That is Moses_KA_KA, meaning that I come from the 254 Kenya. So let's continue listening to this podcast, because it's amazing stuff that I will share here. You'll be so entertained by things that you did not know existed. And I'll tell you, they existed. It's in this social world that I need you to traverse with me and get all the fun, the thrill and everything. And recently I've been acting and it has been so awesome. I've been working with people, very many people in this industry of ours in Kenya, who are very famous and popular. And it has been fun. I'll also be sharing with you the do's and the don'ts of in acting. I hope you all guys will benefit from that. And so this session is the most interesting session, because I want to beg up my listeners, man. I want to beg up one person in particular who told me to put this up, which was so interesting. I already like her. Cynthia, this is for you. Big up on yourself, and thank you for showing me love on this podcast, man. Continue listening. And if you're new here, this is your place, man. This is your place. You can send me response. Tell me what you want me to talk about. And I'm here for y'all. So from me and from my studios, which is my microphone and my laptop, have yourself an amazing evening, an amazing morning, an amazing afternoon. It has been me, your boy, M to the O to the S to the ES. And this is the social update.